JBM. Welcome to JBM Podcast, the best blood clot podcast in the whole entire world. Well, it's just a small little podcast that we make for our friends, family, strangers that we like, and people who just want to have a real life conversation, entertainment at its finest. And we are here with our co-host, Rick Mill. And we are talking about a serious topic tonight. You want to introduce yourself, my friend?
Bap, bap, me damn on the gully side.
All right. So he's here on the gully side. Ooh. All right, so check it out. So tonight we want to talk about acknowledgement and females. I feel like it's a hot topic. We stopped a lot of strangers on their way. He's smoking a cigar. Bro, why are you smoking a cigar?
Yeah, I'm a cigar
buying. You like it?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
You let me know so I could get it next time. Because, you know, I only had that much. But anyways, so courtesy and females and acknowledgement and males and people in general. The conversation tonight is more so about common courtesy. I feel like it is what the topic should be. I had a conversation with our co-host here, Ricardo Mill, and it was about like people showing common courtesy when you're out
and just saying hello. Like if somebody walks up to you and say hello, is it too big of a deal for you to say hello back? Are you too great of a person to shake someone's hand if they extend a gesture of shaking your hand? I understand that we're in the COVID times, but even if they don't say, even if you don't want to shake their hands, would you still say hello?
So now, I was saying like, all right, depending on where, depending on how. Like, all right, so we're downtown Orlando. We're downtown in a party atmosphere, club hopping. And you randomly just walk up to someone and be like, hey, hello. And if they don't acknowledge you, you feel offended? How do you feel?
I wouldn't say feel offended, but I don't think anyone is greater than another human being that they can't say hello back. I mean, I understand if a guy's hitting on you and they say, hey, I'm interested, I want to get to know you, and you decline them. But if someone just says hello, just say, hey, yo. I don't think it should be wrong whether you're married, single, whatever your status may be, to say hello to another human being. And whatever their motive or alternative nature may be, it shouldn't be wrong for you to say hello or hi to someone.
So my question is, like, what's the point of even engaging that individual?
Well, the point of engaging another individual, it could be for networking purposes. You don't know what someone is doing. You don't know who someone knows. I know a lot of people. If you introduce yourself to me, I'm in a lot of circles. I know a lot of individuals. And we're not necessarily talking sex or anything between me and you. So why make that assumption and not even be able to say hello? What if you're just saying hello because we're going to go ahead and complete a business deal later on down the road? We don't even know if it's going to get to that point. But the simple fact of somebody saying, walking, a random stranger coming up to you saying, hey, hello, how are you? How's your day going? It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you. As an individual, as another human being, why is it that this generation feels that the moment that someone says hi or hello to you, that they take it to a negative context? And hello is a greeting. It's a salutation. It shouldn't be taken as anything negative more than that.
So you're trying to tell me if I walk around downtown and I start to say hello to every person that walk by, I should expect...
9 out of 10 should say hello to you. 9 out of 10 should say hello back. If you say hello to somebody, they should say hello back.
Why?
Because common courtesy.
Yeah, but like my question is, why is it offensive if they don't?
It's offensive if they don't, because it come off as if they're more or better than you as a human being.
Nah, I don't think so. Why? I disagree.
Why do you disagree that if you say hello to someone and they don't say hello back, that it's not them coming off as they're being better than you or as a better human being than you?
The reason being is because I wouldn't engage someone I don't really know, and I'm not trying to make a business deal downtown Orlando when everybody's clubbing, especially females.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that we're trying to make a business deal. I'm simply saying someone said hello to you. You don't know them as a random stranger. You don't know they're going to. Why not say hello back? What's your purpose of... What's your reason? What? Give me five reasons that you would say, that you can't say hello back to somebody that just said hello to you.
I don't really have five reasons, but I could make them up, though.
Yeah, make them up. Make up five.
Okay. Depending on the gender, first of all. What's the gender?
Why does gender even matter?
The gender matters, bro, because look at the atmosphere that we're in.
All right, we're downtown Orlando. We're in a club scene, but we're out on the outskirts of the clubs. You're walking past someone and they say hello.
Hold on. Who's the someone, though?
All right, let's do both. Let's say man and woman.
Okay. All right, so if it's a man, I feel like you'd get more a man-to-man. Yo, depending on how you greet that person and what type of individual they are, chances are they're going to be like, hey, what's up, man? Depending on how you come off. If you just walk up to a man and be like, hello, and you put your hand out, you're probably not going to get shit. Your reason being is because guys are like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? Is he drunk? But if it's a female...
I just did it to a man and he gave me a pound.
Say that again.
I just did it to a man and he gave me a pound.
Okay. Was there an awkward silence at first?
No. It was no awkward silence. He was just like... He paused for a second, but he was just caught off guard and he was like, okay. And he gave me a pound.
Okay. So... Alright. So I guess... With that said, you got what you needed from that individual, but not everybody's the same. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I'm thinking about myself. I'm walking down the street, somebody say, yo, what's up, bro? I guess chances are, if it's guy to guy, if the guy came up to me and stuff like that, I'd be probably the same. I'd probably react the same. I'd probably kind of be caught off guard a sec. And I kind of assess the guy and then give him a pound. And I say, what's up? But, like, I feel like, if it's a, like, more of a female type thing, and you do that in this type of atmosphere, a lot of the girls are, like, that are out and stuff like that, they're getting hit on, right? So, if they don't acknowledge you, it's not that they hate you, it's just that they're constantly getting, you know, mushed on. So, they're protecting themselves. They don't know you, you know what I mean? And they're female, so I feel like it's appropriate for them to not acknowledge you. Is it disrespectful? Yeah, of course. Should everybody be okay with saying hello to each other? Yes, I agree with that. But, like, at what point is it kind of, like, weird, you know?
I guess I just see it as this generation don't understand a common courtesy. They shouldn't feel that they're better than someone. You should never treat someone more... It says a lot about your character if you treat someone more as if you treat a janitor just because you're sweeping the floors and packing up the trash more than the CEO that's calling the shots and cutting the checks. It says a lot about you as an individual. It says a lot about your character. It says that unless somebody can do something for you, you shouldn't treat them as a human being. And that's just my aspect of it. I just feel like if somebody, even though they can't do anything for you, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't at least greet them and treat them humanly and say, hey, how are you? How's your day going? You know, how is life for you? Because me, honestly, even as a multimillionaire, if I'm a multimillionaire and I see somebody if I'm seeing you at dinner, and you treat the bartender or the server a certain way just because they can't do anything for you, I don't want to do business with you. Why would you want to do business with somebody that judges you based on what they can do for you?
I get that. But, like, that's not the case here, though. That's the issue. You see what I'm saying?
So what's the case here?
The case is you're walking up to strangers downtown saying, hey, how are you?
Everybody's a stranger. We don't know anyone.
Yeah, but this is the atmosphere. The atmosphere, like, when you put your clothes on and you drive and you park and you come down here, yo, it's for a purpose. It's not walking down the street, la la la.
What's the purpose? I mean, I just came out here to just to chill out tonight, have a good time. I'm not looking for someone to be my wife or my surrogate mother or my children or somebody like that. I'm just looking for someone to simply say, hey, how are you? How's your day going? Just as another, as one human being speaking to another, hi.
Yeah, I feel like that's appropriate. You know what I mean? But the engagement part is not. It's not friendly for everybody.
It's not friendly to say hi?
It's not friendly for everybody. I promise you, it's not. You know why? Because people are on their guard coming down here.
So why come here?
Why? Because yeah, they're trying to have their local time. They're trying to have their time with their friends. They're not trying to be engaged. Because here it is. You may have one mindset, but 10,000 other guys that they pass may have a completely different mindset. There's a lot of guys here that manipulate females. You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys here that try to like act like a certain way, hit on girls inappropriately. You know, there's females that come down here that they don't really came down here to mingle. They came down here for a specific reason. Maybe it's on a date. Things like that, yo. There's girls that come down here that's like us, that's greeting and enjoying, but probably their status right now, they're with like a crazy ass ex-boyfriend or boyfriend. And
well, why does that even have to matter, bro?
Like, it does. Because if I'm a girl and I'm with some crazy ass dude, that means and I'm walking and I notice that you are like engaging, and I got engaged like 5 times ago by some dudes that's trying to hit on me, and I know it's a hit on, and then you come up and say, hey, how are you doing? And I ignore you as well, and you get offended. It's not because I'm trying to offend you. It's just that this is what I'm used to, right? And it's not I'm being impolite. It's just that I have crazy ass dudes hitting on me left and right.
I think that's based on assumptions of what people... You're trying to assume what people have out for the other individual. You shouldn't take more from a hello than just saying someone saying hello to you. If they come off and say, hey, I'm trying to holler at you, or hey, I think you're sexy, I'm trying to fuck, or something like that, that's completely different.
How do you engage a girl that you're trying to talk to? Do you say, hey, I'm trying to fuck?
Any man that talks to a woman and they end up having children or they end up being in a relationship, it all starts with hello.
It all starts with hello.
Hello.
Exactly. So, like, a lot of girls are getting a lot of hellos, and you come up with your little hello. Chances are they're probably thinking the same shit that you just said. It starts with hello. I'm not going to ignore this guy.
I mean, anybody that comes and talks to anyone, it starts with hello. It doesn't matter if you're...
They don't know your intentions, bro.
Nobody knows anyone's intentions.
Exactly. So, they treat it the same as they would with everybody. There's a generous treatment. If you if I engage a female, and well, then again, if I engage a female, I'm not usually friendly. So I guess that's where we differ. Because I don't engage someone unless I want to, and there's always a reason behind it.
I engage everyone.
You see, that's the difference. Like, that's your culture, you know. That's how you like. You're a very exciting person. You're full of vibes. You know, you just want to have everybody have fun and all that stuff. And I'm with that. And I'm the same way, but I learn over time that, oh, sometimes you just got to let people be.
Yeah, you let people be, but it just shows a lot. If you see the way that people treat people, says a lot about their character. That's all I'm saying. If you can see that somebody treats someone a certain way because they can't do nothing for them, that says a lot about their character. That's simply what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like, is it safe to judge someone because they didn't acknowledge you? When you're a random person, they don't know anything about us, literally.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you should judge anyone, but I'm simply saying just because you don't know what someone can do for you, that doesn't mean that you should treat them a certain way. A lot of people judge people based on what can you do for me? What are you bringing to the table? And it's not even that. It's not even saying that I don't even want to talk to them. It's not even like I'm trying to be in a relationship with you. It's just the simple fact of me saying hello.
And you say, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So let's put the situation in a perspective, like an actual perspective. Okay, so you're downtown in a club area where everybody go clubbing, right? Mm-hmm. You're by yourself as a guy, mm-hmm. and a bunch of chicks walking by, and you stretch your arm out and say, "Hey, hi," and they look at you and just walk by. How would you feel?
I mean, I wouldn't feel no type of way, but if I walk up to an exotic car or a supercar that's worth $100,000 and then their whole perspective changed, what does that say about them?
But that's not the case. I'm just talking about.
But that's majority of the time that is the case, because if they see you go into a vehicle or they know that you're wealthy.
No, but that's a different situation, though. I'm talking about how would you feel in that exact situation I just described?
That I extend my hand and say hello to someone that's walking. I'm just saying hello.
I know that, but they didn't acknowledge you. How would you feel?
I would think that they feel as if they're more than they're bigger than you, and they're more important than you as an individual, as a human being.
Okay.
To even say hello.
Okay. So now.
And then if they came back because they seen you walk through an expensive vehicle and an expensive car. Or they seen that you had a whole bunch of cash on you, or whatever the case may be. They seen you wearing your Balenciagas, or like, oh, that's a nice car, that's a nice vehicle, that's some nice shoes.
How would you treat someone like that, though?
What do you mean?
Meaning that you said hello, and then 2 days, like a couple hours later, they saw you doing whatever they like, car.
What does that whatever. Say about their character?
This is shitty to me.
Shitty cat.
But like, would you still talk to them?
Of course. I mean, I would say hi. You know, I was just saying hello. I'm not interested in anything more than that. I was just saying hello. Hope you have a
so
night.
They come up and be like, "Hey, you said hi to me like 5 minutes ago."
Yeah.
I wanted to return a favor and say hi. Sorry to ignore you. What would you do?
What was the point of ignoring them to begin with?
So you'd argue with them, basically.
I wouldn't argue. I'm inquiring. What was the point of saying hello to begin with?
They said, "Hey, listen, I felt threatened, and now that
you
I realize
felt threatened by someone saying hello."
Yeah.
What the fuck,
bro?
You felt threatened by someone saying hello to you?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what to say about that,
bro. As a female, bro.
I would say this generation is fucked up. That's what I would say.
Alright, so what's the closing argument?
This generation's fucked up. That's my closing argument. This generation's fucked up. They feel like they shouldn't greet anyone that don't feel like they can do anything for them. Simple.
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say, bro. I mean, if somebody would treat you based on the things that you are, based on materialistic things that you have, there's nothing else really left to say. I mean, why even entertain that? So you're gonna say hello because I drive a Pagani Zonda or a Bugatti or an i8 or a nice Porsche. You're gonna say hello now, but because you didn't know what I have or what I drive or what I could provide before, if this even turned into something.
Do you feel, this is my only problem right now. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's people who have exactly what you just described that has no form of courtesy and personality that still succeeds in many people's eye just because of that?
Hold on, said it again?
Damn, dude, do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, please.
I can't, bro. What the fuck? How am I gonna say that again? I just came up with that off the bat, dude.
It was pretty slick. Can you turn
that
AC a little
bit? Oh boy. This guy's killing me. Because you're smoking a stogie.
Stogie.
Oh my god, hold on. I got you, hold on. 1 second. Here we go, blasters. Ooh. I'm not even sure if the mic is picking this up, but it's fucking cold in here.
It's cold here?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's getting cool now.
Nah, it was hot. I was just playing.
It was hot, bro.
Because the AC was off. But, alright, let's just wrap this up. Good conversation. Great great, great perspective on both ends, I feel like. To recap, I would say, yes, this generation is fucked up.
What I would say is that women, if you're listening to this, if you are encountered by any individuals and they say hello to you and you feel like you can't say hello back just because you don't know what they have or what they can provide, and then you come back because you see that, hey, this guy actually has potential, owns his home, owns these nice cars, and he can provide for you, and he says hello back at, and you want to say hello back at that point in time after you confirm that, you're a gold digger.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what if that's not their intention, bro? What if they're just insecure? What if they just feel like there's no point to engage in some random stranger in the street?
Yeah, gold digger.
What? They're still a gold digger? Because they don't... Alright, how would you feel if your girlfriend is downtown walking around with her friends and some dude approach her and say hello, and she says hello because she, that's what you want, and then the dude was like, yo, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden...
What is blah, blah, blah? I don't know what that means. What
the blah, blah, blah means that dude starts spitting game.
Nah, at that point when you understand that, hey, they're trying to talk to you...
But like, well, how would you feel if your girl engages every guy that says hello? Hello, and that's it. Every single guy that she walked down the street, she's like, oh, he said hello, let me say hello back. How would you feel, bro? I wouldn't feel good, I'll tell you that much. My girl needs to be my girl. That's it. Lying in this bumba club.
I don't business about that, bro. If
You'd be okay with your girl saying hello to every single guy that
everybody
walked by.
From the janitor to the CEO, my girl says hello.
Everybody greet her and she stop to make conversation.
Not conversation, just simply saying hello.
So you say hello and you run away? Is that what's going on?
No, simply say hi, how are you?
So, alright, so you stop and you stop her and you say hello. And she stop and she turn around and say hello. And the guy say, how are you today? And it's a conversation. Bro, that's a starting to a conversation, bro. If I don't want to talk to somebody, you know what I do?
Just simply say hi. I'm not really interested in talking beyond that, but just say hello.
So you're just more focused on the...
On the greeting.
Bro. On the greeting part.
Yeah.
You're not focused on the conversation part. Okay,
not
cool.
On the greeting.
Because me, I'm thinking, cut it all out. You don't like this guy. You don't want to deal with this dude. You don't have no interest in that guy. You're trying to be by yourself. Don't fucking engage anybody. Be courteous. It's hello, hello, and you keep moving. So I agree with you on that part. But I was thinking more so like when you stop somebody and you try to say hello and you're waiting for a response, you're not expecting a quick response and walk away. That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at that if somebody tells you hello, the most courteous thing to do is say hello back.
And then you walk away, right?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where the conversation is going, you can determine on your basic actions on there.
Got it. All right, so everybody heard that. Generation need to smarten up. We out. JPM.
Bap, bap.
We out.